This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Beis Hashem Yisbarach. We began the shiurim of Pirush HaTfilah. I think it's important because Slichus will be saying this coming Matzai Shabbos. Let's work a little bit about the Pirush HaTfilah of Slichus. Some of the Lashonos that we say during Slichus. And what is the Yesod of Slichus? One of the famous memris, so to speak, that we say about Slichus, Kedalim ukerashim dafaknu delosecha. Like poor Dalim, Rashim, penniless, homeless, Kedalim ukerashim dafaknu delosecha. Every year, we try to fataych a new daher, a new understanding to these words, because this is the psicha. It encompasses the aside of the slichas, kedalim, ukerashim, dafaknu delosecha. And every year, Baruch Hashem, we come up with a different daher, a different taych. This year, I'd like to say a taych. Pshat, kedalim ukerashim, hachna. It's a lush of humility. Adal, rush, atach garnished. He's broken and humble. So, kedalim ukerashim, humbled. Azevi Anani. Anani is completely humble within himself. Kedalim ukerashim dafaknu delosecha. What's the fact of delosecha? When a person's lost and he's helpless, he doesn't know where to turn. Klap to fatir, knocks on the closest door that he could find. What's awaiting him at the other end of the door, he doesn't know. He's lost. What's he going to do? Klapta. Klapta fintir. It's all the shyness which Amayra are trying to symbolize. Hachna. Hachna. Tzabrachin. Homeless, helpless. The Yesod of Slichus, as we're going to see from the Lashon of the Slichus that we say, is hachna, is to come to the Ribbono Shel Olam humbled. L'cha Hashem Atzdaka, the opening of Slichus. L'cha Hashem Atzdaka, v'lanu b'yishes hapanim, busha. Hachna and busha are the same realm. Humbled, broken, and mevuyish. That's why we say Tachnun Mefilas Apayim at the end of Slichus. As the Slichus continues, we become more and more broken, more humbled, more Baishas Panim, to the point that when Naifal Al Apanim, we fall on our face. It's also an expression of Achna and Busha. I saw in the Sefer of the Manchester Tzaddik of Zeb Segel, in the Sefer Yirav Adas, he brings us from the Chaim Valojna, said the words, V'lon u'bayshus upon him. He fell, on his face. Chaim Valojna understood what it means, bayshus upon him. Embarrassed, busha. You know, Rabbi, I don't know if we understand what busha really is. we feel someone insults us, we're mizbayish. Have we ever looked in the mirror and been mizbayish? Not really. Someone insults us, we get mevuyish. What is the busha? V'lanu beishes hapanim. What is the busha that we're trying to reach in the slichas? And that you see for Reb Chaim Volozhin, those words became overwhelmed with busha. Reb Chaim Volozhin is what does he have to be mevuyish from? Lanu beishes hapanim. I saw in the Yisayid v'sherish ha'aveda. Sefer Yisayid v'sherish ha'aveda explains that the viduyim that we say throughout the slichas Yom Kippur is ba'amida. Why is it ba'amida? So he says, because it's more busha. Mevuyish. Don't know exactly how to fataych it. I never really understood it clearly. Why is amida a expression of busha? But mistam of the taych is, a mensch is mevuyish. He doesn't sit down. He's standing. He's uncomfortable. He's ashamed to sit down. Vidui needs to be said bebusha. Amida, it's a form, it's an expression of busha. And like we said, that this busha has to build. The more we say the slichas, the more we mefarit in yonim that we say in the slichas, to the point that we're neifel al pneihim at the end. Fall on your face, busha. Nefilas apayim. What is the word apayim? Nefilas apayim. And what's so important about busha in the slichas? You know, we start the slichas with an interesting lashon. Lecha Hashem atzdoka. V'lanu beishes hapanim. That's the psicha. Lecha Hashem atzdoka. It's based on a pasuk. Pasuk in Ezra. Perek Tes. Pasuk. Vav. Shteit in pasuk. Actually pasuk Zayin. V'oimra. And I say, Elikai. Boishti v'nichlamti l'horim elikai panei elecho. I'm ashamed l'horim panei elecho. Ki avi niseinu rabbi l'mal reish v'ashmiseinu god l'ad l'shamayim. And at the end of Slichus, we actually say this pasuk. Like it says in Ezra, we quote this pasuk. Is the kasher habesai? Why don't we just say, "Rabbeinu Shloilam, I'm mizbayish." What's lecha to you is the tzedakah. Vilanu and to us is beishes apanim. Say poshet, Rabbeinu Shloim Shemzach. Shemzach, as we stated, it's gebayt on this pasuk. This is where it comes from. Va'imra lekai boish even echlamti. The Beinish Leilam, Beish Divin Echlamti, the Maisai. What does it mean, Lecha? To you, it's stuck. To me, is Beish is Panim. What is it, Chalukah? What's Mitel Tzachto? We have to divide. Okay, you'll take the Beishes, I'll take the Beishes, you take the Tzachto. I was eichet to hear the Sa'ara. From Rav Shepsei, Chatzadik Levracha. He asked this kasha. I heard it from him. It's Meire Dikara. Befrat, the gebet of the Pasik. So it should say, Rabbein Yishleim Shemzach, a ganze chalukita. Weiss, adin chalukita. Weiss, Rabbein Yishleim, du kriegst den Stocker, vani, und ich krieg den Beishes Bonnen. Shemzach, gendik, a rap alle Meises. Habesai, You know, you've said these words all your life. Let me ask you what it means. What is Baishas Panim? Translate the word Baishas Panim. What's my Baishas Panim? So that's what I would say, but Al Chashulcha doesn't say that. The first place that I saw it, first one to be Ma'irid, I saw Al Chashulcha. He has a Sha'al Sechuvis. I don't know if the Ilum knows about it. Sha'al Sechuvis. Likutim Drashas and Slichas Simin Samach Zayin says a Taich. We're ashamed of our ponim. For us. Kuk a behema. Was a behema or taponim? A behema. Zet is a behema. But uns, the Rebbeinu Shlom gave us ponim tzelim alikim. Hashem gave us to look like what we look like. Yibakuk. Tell him, Elikim. Mit das genommen, mit das verpatschget. Is beish is panim, is shem zuf von unser panim paschet. Is shem zuf von unser tell him, Elikim. Yibak beish ay. Al chashulchan. Am meire tiga al chashulchan. Nu va beish ay yad. I ask you this question, did anyone ever look in the mirror and be ashamed? And I don't mean he's ashamed that he's losing his hair, or he's ashamed of a chveizvas. Baishas panim, cooking panim. What's a panim habich? What's a panim habich? It's a nayetaych and baishas panim. V'lanu baishas panim. Avuz the tzelim alikim. Azei fataych da'ach ha'shulchan. This that we talk about, baishas panim. My panim, the tzelim alikim. Efshar ha-beisai kem in zog enoch ha-tayit shen yu mechavim to it. That's what I think the pshat is. You know, ha-beisai, there's two words which seem to be identical in meaning. Embarrassed and ashamed. People use them, both terminologies, mixing. I'm embarrassed, I'm ashamed, I'm ashamed, I'm embarrassed. But there's a very big difference. There's a very, very big difference between embarrassed and ashamed. Ashamed is from within myself. I'm ashamed. It's between me and myself. I'm ashamed. And that's busha. I have shame. Embarrassed is in front of others. I'm embarrassed from others who see me. It's klape somebody or something. I'm embarrassed. Mir dachtsach, I think that's Boishes Panim. We're not talking about Stambusha. I'm embarrassed to face Panim, to face. Rabbeinu Shalom, we come to you. Not only that we're embarrassed between ourselves, with our own Cheshbon HaNefesh, but we're embarrassed to face you. That's Baishas Panim. There's Busha, and then there's Baishas Panim. Abay say, what is Baishas in Chet? What should we be ashamed of? I think if we understand Busha in Chet, we'll understand better Baishas Panim. Unless it's a tight from Baishas Panim. And why are we madgish? Why do we emphasize? Not that I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed to face you, Rabbeinu Shlomo. It's a different embarrassment. A person can be mizbayish from his maisim. Embarrassed. Vikumich. Tana zel chazach. That's busha. Then there's busha that you're ashamed in the people who believed in you, who did good to you. It's also a type of busha. I'm mizbayish from, in front of somebody. People liked me, and now look what I did. People trusted me, look what I did. That's busha, baishas panim, but you can't face the tzibur. I saw a beautiful pshat, and one of the Mefarshim on the slichas. It's not two things, lecha Hashem hatzdaka, and then also velanu baishas hapanim. It's actually all one thing. Lecha Hashem hatzdaka, and because of that, lanu baishas hapanim. We're digging deeper to understand. Vos vilmin in slichas. What is slichas? Okay, good. It's a lot deeper, Rabbi say. Mikum to mezakter beinish loyel lecha Hashem atzdaka umemela memela. Because of that, lanu beis apon. So before she medrash on the pasuk lecha Hashem atzdaka. It's a pasuk lecha Hashem atzdaka. The medrash says, cook. Cooks up to Rabbi Mishloim. How much I gave you? How much I do for you? Tell me, whose land is it? This is up to Medrash. It's a Pashas Kisisa. Whose land is it? It's my land. Yeah? Who does all the work that it should grow? It's me. Normally, there's such a thing up to Medrash called an Aris. Or chakiros, which means that I do a certain amount of work, I put in a certain amount of money, and the mela we share, or we make some kind of an upmach. Here I do everything and I give you all the produce. Say zakta. And it goes through case after case, one ton after another ton of all the tzitkis that the Rebbeinu Shleilim does, and how we, in return, what we pay him back. Al zeh nema l'cha Hashem atztaka v'lanu beishas apanu. So you see, the Medrash is fataiching the pasuk l'cha Hashem atztaka u'memela v'lanu beishas apanu. Beishas azeifil getan fa'uns. He did so much for us. This is how we pay it back. This is what we offer. What is tshuva, Rabbi Yisai? The Rishayim had gebracht that tshuva is lifnei Hashem. Rambam brings it. Sheyashiv achayta lifnei Hashem. When it's rachik, we're further away from the Rabbeinu Shalom all year. Now we come knocking on the door. That the Rebbeinu Shlom should take us back. You had the Yar Kupman Vaita Nachamal. Yeah, the Zelbe Nusach. In English, they call it the same song and dance. Yeah, the Yar, the Zelbe, every year, the same thing. Hey, Rebbeinu Shlom, we were Nisrachik, we were there. Clapped off in tear. Yeah. Rebbeinu Shlom, take us back. Take us back. Yeah. At what point could you stop facing the Eibishter? Shem sach nicht. Sliches is the taich, baishes panim. It's not only baishes about the chatoim. It's Hashem, we're going to say viduyim. And we'll bring out the busha that we have from the chatoyim. Slichas is a different busha. It's the busha that's needed for slichas, and that is mikumen tzarek. B'matzoy Shabbos ki damnucha. We're trying to get in again. Knocking on the door, Rebbeinu Shloim, nachamo. We're here again. We're here again. We want you to take us back. Brought down the Mishnah Berurah, we all know the Darsh Rishuma is Ani L'Doidi, L'Doidi Li. What is Shir HaShirim? Shir HaShirim is that all year we miss each other. We knock on the door and he's not there. He's not coming to us and we're not there. Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li, we're coming together again. Elul is we come together. Shem Sachnisht. You're not ashamed. You're not ashamed. That's Baishas Panim. Havada mensch darf haben Busche in his chatoyim. Of course, that's pashit. But there's something else in the kesher with the Eibishter. There has to be a bashis upon him to face him. How do you get up lifnei Hashem? You're standing now in front of the Rabbeinu Shloim, looking at him. We're looking at the Rabbeinu Shloim. Hashem, it's a different busha. There's busha on the maisim that a person does, and then there's busha. Eich, how could we face you? And that's the lashon. The Imra Elikai, Boishni Minichlamti Lahorim Elikai Ponai. Elacha, that's the pasuk that it's based on. It's the punning. How do you face the Eibishter? Lecha Hashem Atzdaka. What made the relationship break down? What broke down the relationship? Was it the Rebbeinu Shloim or was it us? The answer is, if you're honest, Rebbeinu Shloim does chesed with us even throughout all the difficulties. L'cha Hashem atzdaka. Rebbeinu Shloim, it wasn't your fault that it broke down. That's why we say the lashon l'cha. L'cha Hashem atzdaka. We're discussing the kesher, the chibur. We're coming back together. Who's at fault? Who's at fault? And that's why we speak Lecha Hashem Atzdaka. Rebbeinu Shem has nothing to do with you. There's no blame on your end. Because Lecha Hashem Velanu, we have Baishas Panim because we have nothing to say. That's why we're madgish, we emphasize the lashon of Baishas Panim. You know, in the slichas we say, Ashamnu mikolam, Boishnu mikol dar. Why are we Ashamnu mikolam? Tavas. Tell me, are we the worst nation in the world? Rabbeisai, no, we can't zog in slichas, no? Good, need zog in slichas, bet in slichas, schrei in slichas, good, however you want to say it. Da verstehen, was mir sagt. Asham nu mikolam. From all nations, the worst. The pack of the worst. It's in slichas. Asham nu mikolam. Boishnu mikol dayin. So Baishnu Mikol Darnu, okay, Herich. You look at what Amalek Tatis, Amalek Zaydis, Halek Yidin, okay, we could be embarrassed. We have what to be embarrassed. Oh, but Mikol on! Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, says the Taichas Poshet, we have Tayak Mitzvahs, and the Goyim only have Sheva Mitzvahs. So if they transgress, they're only transgressing seven. Everybody's smiling. How could you like this shot? I wish I could ask the B'chaim. You know what B'chaim is saying? We're worse than the Goyim, because the Goyim, when they do have Averis, it's only seven. And when we do Taryag. Yidalach. The way they're over the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach. And the amount that they're over it in thousand yar ton of Vedas to get even close to what the guy does. We couldn't ashamnu mikolam, ashamnu mikolam. God Ladar says so, so I'm a kabbalit. Yeah, ashamnu mikolam, because we have tayag mitzvahs. Schwer zu verstehen. We talk the worst of all the guys. Abesai, let me tell you what I think the pshat is. Ashamnu mikolam. I saw Reb Shlomo Hayman in his sefer brings from Rabbi Yitzchak Blezer the same kasha. Why is it Ashamnu Mikolam? Why are we worse? We're worse than all other goyim. Vos meintas? So he says an interesting taich b'shem Abitzel Ablazim. We Yidden have something called Yeridas HaDairis. Goyim Fakert, they have Aliyas HaDairis. The more that they become more cultured, more sophisticated, you don't like it. Okay. So what do you do as he quotes a Mefurisha Gemara? Du meinst, as Yitzel Ablazim, Reb Shleim Haim, the Heiliger Reb Shleim Haim, Zog Teire, Si Svaris Baume, Hera Gemara, Si Tot Zwei Gemara. The Gemara sagt doch in Shabbos, Imanu, Kimalachim, right? Imanu, Kibnei Adam, if the Rishonim are Kimalachim, and if Anu, and if they're like Bnei Adam, we're Kachamayrim, Chagamar in Shabbos, Kufiud Beis, Amid Beis, that we're definitely going down, compared to Friedrich Davis. Okay, what about the Goyim? Sahamifusha Gemara Gittin Nun Heyamid Beis. Gemara says the Ramayim started off by saying, Kol Beloy Kotl. Anyone who doesn't kill should get killed. You're not a murderer? What's wrong with you? Veto Tashidak Matimitsonishkinar Kiratsman? You married this guy doesn't murder people. What's wrong with you? Well, Psanishkin Gut Tashidach. Then the Gemara says that they started to become more cultured. Yeah? That whoever kills, pay money and you get off. You're out on bail. Bail. Was bail still? Was haksta chainik? Okay, akasha for mice. Yeah? And then it came to a point where called the kotel yiktel. Whoever kills should get killed. So he says they went up in Dairis. They went up. We're one door away from Matan Teira and the Goyim are one door from the monkey. So there have Aliyas Dairis. While we have Yeridas Dairis. Zakab Shleim Haimin. Atadas Meitas. Hashamnu Mikalam. We're worse than the rest of the nations. Favas. Because Bayishnu Mikol Dar goes together. Because Yadid Dar is less than the Dar before, that's the Taina Nas. By the Goyim is Pum Fakert. Chol Dar, no, you're not having Hanav, Abshleim Haiman. Shreib, Abshleim Haiman, Zot Teva. See, Givaldik, huh? Shanu Mikolam. You helped? Bayishnu Mikol Dar. So what are we being emphasizing here in the Slichus? Yeridas HaTeiris. Shein, good. Habei Sayef Shekem Exogin. Another Taich. Derch Musa Drush Machshav Abisl. I explained to you that part of Slichus is understanding how the Rebbeinu Shlomo was so mative with us. Der Tate hat a sehr viel lieb de Kind. Bal vi isha, der Rebbeinu Shloilam hat lieb ishtai. And ila doidi, ve doidi li is running after us all year, mit a zahava. And we were kafri toiv. Didn't appreciate. And we were nisrachik, nislachlich. Und jetzt kommt mir zurück, und mir klappt auf den Tier, Rebbeinu Shloilam. Take us back. Take us back. Hashamnu mikolam. Which nation could say as the Rebbeinu Shloim hat uns as they leap? That's Hashamnu mikolam. You know what the guy? What does the guy have with the Rebbeinu Shloim? What's hot with the Rebbeinu Shloim? Good. But we have a history. We went through a kupa with the Eibishter. Davis was Rebbeinu Shloim. We taught nisim and flies from Ahava. That's Hashamnu Mikolam. The yisoid of the slichus is l'cha Hashem atzdaka. All the chsadim that the Eibishter did with us. And we didn't appreciate it. And we were nisrachik. But the das is Hashamnu Mikolam. In this nekuda is Hashamnu Mikolam. All the nisim. And that's what that medrash says. The medrash brings out Medrash says over there on that medrash that I quoted you before, Avarnu es Hayom,
We left. We went Yamsuf. Yeah, with what? And then we got so much gold and silver, and together with it, we took Pesel Micha. Zeizok the Medrash. Al zeh nemar lecha Hashem atzdaka v'lonu boishes apon. Pesel Micha went with them. It's Mefurash Medrash. Shmois, Mem Aleph, Aleph. Look it up. Apelik a Medrash. While the Rebbeinu Shlom is mischassid with us, hat bin gegangen genommen und nicht getan, was der Rebbeinu Shlom will. Also das ist Belonu Beisha es ha Panim. Das ist Brush Beisha. How do you face the Rebbeinu Shlom after all the Chesedim? Hashem nu mikolom. Und das ist Beisha nu mikol dar. Was ist Beisha nu mikol dar? You know, when someone has a rich history, nicht nur ich bin Freund, aber unser Seidus, you ever see? Last week, I was sitting and talking to a good friend of mine here in the shir, after the shir. We were reminiscing how it's not just a new thing. Goes back deiris, Freundschaft, deiris from Kesher, from Chibbe, deiris from Chesed one to another. We're telling the Rebbeinu Shloim, Hashamnu mikolam, Boishnu mikol dar, B'chol dar v'dar oim dem aleinu l'chali. So yet the dar we see more and more and more. And as it continues, we see how much the Rebbeinu Shloim getan phones. And that's the basis pun. You know, Rabbi, so we open up the Anak Kedish. And we say, Shema kileinu, Hashem aleikeinu, Chos v'rachem aleinu. Now, why do we open the Aron HaKodesh by this part of Slichas? In fact, you understand it yourself that the reason is, no, because Mestamed, that's Iker, it's a very important part of the Slichas. Why is it so important, these Psukim? Let's see, what do we say? No? Shema Kileinu. I hear it. We're davening, we're betting. Okay, Shema Kileinu, Hashem Aleikeinu, Chutz Rachem Aleinu. Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha v'noshuva. So Rabbi Yisrael Salanta fragt Akasha. There's a sefer called Eir HaMusa. Mevadik fragt Aroizge Mazlach Kuntreisim Lach. One of them, it was called Eir HaMusa. So over there he brings from him of Tully Amsterdam. It was bringing from Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. I don't know if you'll find it in any of the Sfarim. The punk came on it and I said, oh, one day I'm going to say a shmuz about this little shtikaleta. Efrek takash. Yeah? Hashemeinu Hashem Eilecha v'noshuva. Chadesh yomeinu kekedem. Efrek abisol salante vasa, the beginning of the pasuk have to do with the end of the pasuk. Hashemeinu Hashem Eilecha v'noshuva. Chadesh yomeinu kekedem. You look at what's wrong. It sounds ganz good. No, Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha v'Nashuva. Chadashimeh, let's go back. Yeah, okay. Stam avas meint Rabbi Salzifre. Bishleime, we say it in Eicha, because we want the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. It's Chadashimeinu Kekedem. No? Come back down to the Beis HaMikdash. Umemeilu Chadashimeinu Kekedem et benhoven ha Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, good. But in Slichas, what's a Shaykhis Otis in Slichas? Where did it come in? We take this pasuk, Hashemeinu Hashem Eilecha v'noshuva, Chadesh Yomeinu Kekedem, Slichas. What's Otis with Slichas? So we saw Salantis as a pelvic teretz, Tresante teretz. He said, you have to understand, why are we in such a state of disarray? Because we don't have Mechichim. We don't have who to guide us. We're lost. We're lost. We don't have guidance. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Yeah? Because when there was a Beis HaMikdash, we had the Rebbeinu Shlom, the Shechina, we had Kehanim. Kehanim were Mechichim. They were able to give us direction, guidance. Zakra B'Yisrael Salanta, that's why in Slichas we say, Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha v'Nashuva Tshuva. Chadesh Yemeinu Kekedem. No. Beis HaMikdash. Musa Teichacha. Huh? You know, Rabbi Sai. Not that old. But I remember Elul.
was his man of Musa. I remember. Tazeifu Gemusavit in El. I don't know what happened. I don't know what it's, as time goes on, the Musa gets less. Hello. The time Musa, the Dafel Musa, Rabbi Yisai. Very simple. But I'll upon him, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta is saying that this is the Yisoid of the Chadish Yemeinu Kiked. Shai? Mir Dachza Chadish Yisai. Can Zogun Nacha Taich. Yeah. What are we asking the Rabbi Nishloilam? Dani L'doidi V'doidi Li. There's different types of tshuva, Rabbi Yisai. You know what's interesting? And we speak about this every year. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta fragt Akasha. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Hadin. Yom Kippur is the Yom Slicha Mechila. It should have been the other way around. First, take care of the Slicha, the Mechila of all the Avinus. Get your claims in order. And then you come to the Yom Hadin. Havas Fakelt. Rosh Hashanah. And then Yom Kippur, famous kasha, we speak about it all the time. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta's kasha, Nacha kasha, Rosh Hashanah is the first day of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Tell me, Rabbi Yisrael, we can't on Tshuva for Rosh Hashanah, bechlal not. And I'll have even maskechet, yata maisa. If you eat nuts, shreklach, because it's gematria egois. Shreklach. The worst thing you could do is do lachs. You know how many times I get azal cheshayel? Like, you lot to eat pickles. Pickles is horrif and vinegar and it's sharp and it's grain and I like grain and I don't like grain. Banish levels, was willst du? Okay, because I was eating in a makbet of halacha. Good. See, good. Problem. That's for surely a big problem for a Shani Yom Kippur. The Kotzke Fleck Zogin as Egois is Gematria Yechet, or the Chet is Zichet Gematria Yechet. They Fleck the Kotzke Zogin. Chet is Zichet Gematria Yechet. It's all very good. But you can't even talk about Chatoyim. Yeah. So how could Rosh Hashanah nu hidalach, nu schlaf nicht. Wie kann man schlafen? Uru, yishenim, yishnaschem. I'll blow shayfa. Maybe the next time I'll come to the shir. Hengen a shayfa, blaz and shayfa. Nu hidalach, come. Samere dike are. Samere dike are. Abesa, I heard. How could Rosh Hashanah be the first of ourselves you made tshuva? On the Teretz is, both said, oh, from Rebel Yeber years ago. Okay, it's Alta Teira, but Al Kapanam and Afasib Chazarin. See, dot Svein Yonim in Shuva. There's Shuva the Chatoyim. And that you can't do on Yom Kippur. On Rosh Hashanah, truly. That you can't do on Rosh Hashanah. Chatoyim, Kenneth Klamaske Zayn Chatoyim. But then there's another Shuva. The Shuva of the Mensch to the Eibishter. And over there, you don't even have to be masked in Chatoyim. It's not about Chatoyim. Don't mention Chatoyim. Forget. There's no Chatoyim. Zahava. You come on Shoshana, tell the Rebbein Hashem, you're the Melech, and I'm the Am. Forget. It's tshuva. It's a different type of tshuva. It's Shav Lifnei Hashem. Come to the Rebbein Yishloyim. We all know that the Avoid of Rosh Hashanah is Basher Usham. What's made Basher Usham? Chapel de Gezach. What's Basher Usham? We learn from Yishmoel Basher Usham, right? Bayishma Hashem, Lokoil Anar Basher Usham. Saguta, huh? Basher Usham. What's the Kash of Aleph Regen? Tzayr Meire, no? Tzayr Meire is not Basher Usham. It's Hashem Osit. So the Teretz is, by the Ben Tzayr Meire, Zet Min Shein, as Seifer Lachtei. Right? Stom, everybody knows this Teretz. Stom, every kid came home answering this kash. What's the difference? And the Teretz is,
because by the Ben Sayyid Meir Al Shem Asin already now he had when Yishmael nit. Yishmael was mitzachek. Yishmael gemet mitzachek. Mit ma weggeschickt, weil was war der Zadik hat mit ma weggeschickt. Der weggeschickt war es gewer am mitzachek. A reis. Shvichas damim, there was terrible things already in what he was doing at that moment. The Teretz Rabbi says, "Ayishma Hashem el Koil Hanar." He davened to the Eibishter. He turned to the Eibishter. I think that's the Pashta Teretz to the Kasha. The Basher Usham is not Basher Usham. It's Vayishma Hashem el Koil Hanar. Basher Usham. The Taitz of Basher Usham is you turn to the Eibishter. I'm talking to you. I'm here. That's the Taitz of Rosh Hashanah. Ich bin da. Wir kommen. Ich bin weit. Und jetzt wir kommen. Mit dem verstehe ich. And with this will end. I see the time at Beisai. So to next week, we'll continue learning more about the Lashon of the Slichas. We begin by Shmak Eleinu Hashem Eleikeinu Chus V'rachim Eleinu V'kabel B'rachim V'ratzayin as Tfilaseinu. Why is that the Hagdom and the Teretz is? Because Tfila means we're connected. At least we have to talk. In English we call it open communication. You know when there's a Pirud, when two parties are angry at each other, you knock on the door, you're begging. You know what the other party says? I don't want to talk. That's it. It's closed. The doors are closed. There's no dialogue. So the first thing we tell the Rabbi Nishloel, Mishmak Eleinu, Hashem Eleikeinu, Chus Rachem Eleinu, V'kabel. First listen to us. You don't need, before we even have a chance to discuss what we want, the first thing is, as Mizvah, Afn Betten der Rabbeinu Shloim, Kabel Berachman Shema, and then we could come and say Al Tashlichenu Milfanecha, Varfun Nizlishtarois, Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha, bring us back, Chadei Shemeinu Kekedem, the Kirv Ach, the Kesher. And this is the Yisoid of Slichus. It's not the Protis the Gechatoyim, but it's the Chazara Rabbeinu Shloim. We want to come back. Kedalim ukurashim, the fact that the wasach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.